You don't have to doubt yourself, because even if it's difficult, other nurses were already able to make it. So definitely, you can also do it.
Welcome to Nursing in America, where nurses share real stories of building new lives in the U.S. with practical tips to help you thrive. Today's episode is all about the steps before the NCLEX exam, how to apply, what qualifications you need, and how the process works outside of the United States. We'll hear from experts and nurses who've gone through the application journey themselves. Raquel is a registered nurse and president of IPASS, a processing agency that helps nurses with licensing and review programs.
I was able to pass the NCLEX last 2016. I had my license through Texas Board of Nursing, and we were able to endorse it to New York and as well as to Tennessee Board of Nursing.
Jean is a nurse based in Texas, co-founder of IPASS, and an expert in troubleshooting NCLEX applications.
I passed my NCLEX exam on 2005 or 2004 with the help of the agency. Everything is free, and it was a fast process. So it's like 9 months, and then I flew here in United States. I live in Michigan for 7 years, and then I transferred here in Texas. So now troubleshoot everything that I need to fix, any problems in your NCLEX.
Paul Bilwan is the CEO of Aspire RN, an ER nurse in the U.S., and a seasoned NCLEX educator.
This is Dr. Nurse Paul from Houston, Texas. I'm the CEO of Aspire RN. We offer NCLEX programs. I'm also a family nurse practitioner certified with Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Designation and a Doctor of Nursing Practice degree. I've been teaching NCLEX for 16 years. And I guess that's it. I do my classes for next-gen NCLEX as well in my personal social media pages at Dr. Nurse Paul, but you can call me Paul.
Cornelia is a nurse who has recently gone through the NCLEX application process herself.
I'm here in California. I got here this year, currently working as an RN.
Nathaniel is a nurse in Ireland who recently completed his NCLEX application.
I'm Nathaniel Bisinan. I just recently passed the NCLEX exam, and it opens up the opportunity for me for USA, you know?
Shelley is the founder of NCLEX Education in Canada, offering online review programs for nurses worldwide.
The NCLEX is the exam that you will need to pass to be a registered nurse in Canada or the U.S. It is your ticket to licensing, so you cannot become a registered nurse until you pass this exam. So really important piece. You know, many students and nurses get their degree, their diploma, but this is the last step to be able to call yourself that registered nurse.
Raquel and Jean explain what the NCLEX is and who qualifies to apply outside of the U.S.
NCLEX is like, if you are here in the Philippines, it's like a Philippine licensure examination. But in the USA, it's their licensure examination. It's like their board examination. So any new nurse who wants to practice nursing in the USA must be able to pass their NCLEX so that they can have their license in the USA and they will be authorized to practice as a nurse.
For those nurses who graduated in the Philippines, so we are all like BSN, right? But for those who did not take the NLE, you can still apply in the states that doesn't need the license in the Philippines, like New York Board of Nursing. You don't need to be a registered nurse in the Philippines. Hawaii also, Florida also, any other state you can apply NCLEX as long as you graduated in a nursing program. In the CGFNS, everything has to be evaluated. And also, if they apply in New York Board of Nursing, we have to have their credentials evaluated first in the comparative department. So even if you graduated in just 2 years degree, but if it is comparable to the U.S. standards, then you can take the NCLEX.
Paul and Raquel outline the qualifications needed before applying and how requirements vary by state.
About the educational requirements, here in the States, associate degree nurses or diploma nurses can take the NCLEX RN. I believe outside the United States, ADNs are not very popular, probably a couple of countries, but not everywhere. But yes, if you have an associate degree in nursing or Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, you can take the NCLEX. Mostly foreign nurses would have bachelor's degree just because, like I said, there's no ADN in other countries. So ADNs, BSNs can take NCLEX RN. As to the experience, most of the states do not require experience. First of all, NCLEX is an entry-level examination, which means you don't get to practice as a nurse until you get licensed. But it's different with foreign nurses. There are a couple states, like, for example, I believe Texas would require you to have certain numbers of hours of experience from the last time you graduated or within the last 4 years to be eligible to take the exam in the state of Texas. But that's not true with all of the states. Like I said, each state would have their own requirement, although they follow a template. But yes, if one state gives you a pushback, thankfully for you, there's 49 other states to choose from.
Well, what we are recommending are these three states like Texas, New York, and Illinois, because these states will not require you much. I mean to say it's easier for you to be approved for these states. And with regard to the processing time frame, it's usually about 6 to 8 months because it will have the credential evaluation by the third-party service provider. And you also have to do the verification of your license and the school document verification. So generally, in most of the states, it will usually take around 6 to 8 months. So if a nurse is already planning to sit for the NCLEX by next year, as soon as they can get started already, it's really the right time because it's not that you will already be approved immediately in a matter of 2 months right now because everybody wants to apply for the NCLEX. So it's taking a lot as well for the Board of Nursing to evaluate your documents.
Cornelia and Nathaniel share their experiences applying for NCLEX from abroad, and Shelley explains the key steps.
It depends on which state you're trying to apply to. Some state may take longer than the other. Some state will require going through CGFNS, like the credentials. They will evaluate your credentials. For myself, I applied through the Northern Mariana Islands. They didn't require me to go through the CGFNS. They evaluated my papers like directly. So I sent my papers directly through them. So it took me about 3 months to get my eligibility for the NCLEX RN exam.
It took me less than a year just to process all my papers. And because of the COVID situation as well, I think that's the reason why it is yet delayed. But also, it's a smooth process, really.
There's kind of few steps in the actual licensing process. The first one would be starting that application process to whatever state board of nursing that they choose. So whether it's New York or Texas or Illinois, starting that process. And that's just getting your account kind of started, and usually it's online where you're starting that application process. So that's kind of one of the first steps that they want you to kind of start with. And then you also need to register and make an account with Pearson View. So Pearson View is the company that actually lets you sit and take the exam in their facility. The board is making sure that you are, in fact, you know, have a nursing education and that you can take this exam. And so they need to let Pearson know that. So once they have all the things that you are actually eligible to take the exam, all of your transcripts, all of those things, then they can communicate once you've made an account with Pearson to say this nurse can actually, in fact, sit and take the NCLEX exam. So those things kind of have to happen. The third step that sometimes I feel nurses miss or students miss is that those two things, they're just communicating saying you can take this exam, but then you need what's called that ATT. And that ATT means authorization to test. And you need one ATT number for each time you take the exam. So if you test taker and have to take it, you need a new ATT. And prior to COVID, that ATT number, what that allows you to do is to go online and book your exam. And you can take your exam at any Pearson View Center around the world. So there's Pearson View Centers around the world. You can choose wherever you'd like to take that exam. But you need that ATT to take the exam. And prior to COVID, that ATT number was good for 90 days. And now it's good for 180 days. You have 180 days to take that exam. And then if you don't take it within that 180 days, you don't have to start your accounts over. You just have to get a new ATT. You'll have to pay for a new authorization to test, because that one would be invalid because it's been over 180 days.
Applying for NCLEX is the first step toward your American dream. If you're ready to begin your journey, visit amnhealthcare.com/international to learn more and apply today. Paul and Raquel share practical advice for nurses preparing to apply for NCLEX outside the U.S.
We need to be considerate of the timing of the eligibility and ATT. We know foreign nursing students don't really fare much with the NCLEX compared to U.S. Graduates. So we see 46% passing rate versus 89% for foreign graduates. So I would say foreign graduates would require more time to prepare. What I always tell my students is during the eligibility, since we already know that it will take 6 to 8 months, that's the best time to build the foundation. And for questions like select all that apply, you really cannot say, okay, memorize these things because these are what will come out in the NCLEX. No, they always change the format. It could be in a question format or in a patient statement format. So select all that apply questions, which are really very tough, requires very good foundation of core concepts. So during eligibility process, that's the best time for students to open the book, attend review classes, watch videos, listen to podcasts.
The review in the application process may not be related, although the benefit of having a review program is that you are very well guided whether you want to go to IPASS or to NCLEX Education or to Aspire. You will be well guided because these experts know how to educate students and guide them on how they're going to pass their NCLEX. So it would be an advantage for you instead of you doing the research on the things, what are those materials that you need to use, what are the strategies that you have to use. But when you are enrolled in a certain review center, then you have already the like step-by-step on how you should be doing your program for you to be able to ace your NCLEX. Although you can also do it on your own, but it's really up to you. It depends as well on what, how are you learning things? Is it easy for you to learn things, or do you need someone who can coach you? And it also matters if how long you have already graduated, because sometimes when we have already graduated, like long time ago, it takes a lot of time to have that recall again for the foundation that we should be knowing with regard to the NCLEX. And NCLEX is very ideal, so you really have to know the things.
Raquel explains how passing NCLEX once opens doors in multiple countries.
It's the same NCLEX that you're going to take. So if you are going to choose the NCLEX USA, then you don't need to see it anymore for the NCLEX Canada as well as NCLEX Australia.
As we wrap up, the panel shares final words of encouragement for nurses preparing to apply.
I didn't pass my NCLEX my first try. I only passed my NCLEX my second try. So I can say, as per my experience, that if you really have a good foundation in your NCLEX, you can really do it. It's not a matter of memorization, as what our panelists said, that you really have to go back to your foundation, because NCLEX might be challenging, NCLEX might be difficult, but it's really highly probable. It's very achievable. You don't have to doubt yourself, because even if it's difficult, other nurses were already able to make it. So definitely, you can also do it.
One, preparation is key, sacrifice and put your time into it. And two, find the right people who can help you. That's it.
Applying for NCLEX outside the U.S. may feel overwhelming, but with the right guidance and preparation, success is within reach. That's Nursing in America. These nurses turn dreams into reality through courage and heart. You can too. Take that leap, embrace the journey, and build your future in America. Until next time, keep moving onwards and upwards.